didn't look like there was much you could have done on that first one, but the rest of the way, you had a pretty strong game, didn't you?
Yeah, you know what? I thought we played really well. We were on the right side of pucks, and we were battling. We battled the entire night, and our forecheck was good.
Fun to play in goal in a game like that when the team is playing so doggedly out there in front of you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's this is what good hockey is. You're winning, you're enjoying the locker room, enjoying the off time, and we're really coming together as a group.
Did you feel like after a good performance in Pittsburgh where you didn't get the result you wanted, that this was even more rewarding to come in here and play well again and get the 2 points?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime after you lose, you really want to get back at it, and you really want to give the best performance you can because, you know, it's going to feel twice as good.
Did it feel like around 20 shots in today's game? Did it feel busier for you? How was it for you?
No, I think it felt right around there, but I thought they had a couple good shots, and, you know, we kind of forced them to the outside and got our sticks on it, so they're good shots, or maybe not A+, but A shots, and I was there when I needed to be.
So what's that challenge like for you then to stay focused for the entire game if it's not as busy as maybe some other games are?
You know, I didn't have that problem today. I didn't wander. My mind stayed focused, and they were in the zone enough where I was moving around, so I felt pretty good.
What does it do for you when you can make those saves, those cross-ice pass two-on-ones? I mean, it wasn't just one today, it was a couple. I mean, what does it do for you as a goalie during the game?
It just reassurance that I got my mind in it. I'm not making bad reads, and I'm not making any mistakes. And that kind of goes with the guys in front of me, making it a little easier and a little simpler.